Well, good evening, and how is everybody today? I'm so glad you're here. Obviously, we welcome Jason Kendall and John Perendo. That's Jason Kendall, not to be confused with his younger brother Jeremy, the better looking one. But you know, I just want to say that. Jason is a multi-talented guy. He plays saxophone, piano, guitar, kazoo, triangle. Those are good things. You know, those are really good things. I tell you what, though, he has been around for a long time. He has Jason Kendall Productions since 2015. Works a lot like that. Has a couple of documentaries to your credit, the music for those. So he's been around a while. John Perendo, he's a couch potato. Okay, what can I say? Now he's been around a few years. Played with Blackhawk for a few years. Played with Chris Kegel for a few years. He's jammed and or played with some of the Travis Tritt, Ronnie Millsap, and of course the late great Charlie Daniels. Okay. Maybe just a little bit. So you know, he's also he traveled with the U.S. Department of Defense. Went to Newfoundland, Greenland. He had a real hard time in Hawaii, but you know, that's the way it is. These guys are good. So please, before we get started, though, click me a slide there, the next slide there for me. There you go. I'm going to shamelessly plug our next Family Wednesday. If any of you, it's going to be a family-themed Christmas thing. If any of you play a guitar or sing or have a duet, please let us know about that. We want to sign you up and have you be here on December 7th, Wednesday. Again, dinner at 6, and of course, you guys will provide the entertainment, if you will, for the 7 o'clock presentation, okay? Next slide, please. There it is, one more time. Please don't forget to turn your clocks back this Saturday night. Okay, next slide, and away you go.
Mr. Ed, everybody.
Thanks, Mr. Ed.
So great to have you here. I'm in great company once again with Jason Kendall. We've been playing together for, almost 15 years, and it's always fun to play gigs with this guy. But we got a little bit of everything tonight, and so glad you're here with us.
I am ready. I'm getting over a cold. I had a pretty rough rough throat here, but Mr. Ed gave me some of these. I'm going to have to get the brand of those clove... cough drops. They're helping me out.
The way you look at me, oh, it's for the only one I see. These very, very extraordinary is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I give to you. Love is more than just a game between two, and love can take my heart, please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. All right. is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more. Anyone that you adore can love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it take my heart. Please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. For me and you. For me and you.
Thank you very much. All right. So how are you feeling tonight, John?
Yeah.
Good to be here. I didn't realize daylight savings time was coming up so quick. So it'll be dark before
pretty
you know
quick
it.
Next week.
Yeah, I know.
Georgia was a man who thought he was a loner, but he couldn't last. Georgia left his home.
Johnny Cash song. What does Johnny Cash songs about, sing songs about? Pretty much trains and prison, right? It's like,
yeah, all kind of stuff.
And unfortunately, never got to meet him. I was doing a show, a weekly show in Wheeling, and he was actually on the bill, and I was pretty excited. I thought, man, I'm finally going to meet the guy. And he, it was right when he started to get sick, and they canceled the show, unfortunately. But they said when he used to play in Wheeling years before, they would book one or two shows, and he'd end up selling out like 5 or 6 shows. They kept on adding, and he'd sell out. So they would have 2 on Saturday, and then 2 Sunday, and then add 1 on Friday. And he'd sell out every one of them. So unfortunately, I missed it, but we're going to feature one of his songs right now.
Well, I hear the train coming, it's rolling right in the bed. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I've been stuck in Folsom prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train, it keeps it moving on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot and landed in Reno, just to watch him die. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I hang my head and cry. Though on the fiddle. Well, I bet those rich folks eating in a fancy dining car, probably drinking coffee, smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But that train, it keeps moving, and that's what tortures me.
All right, one more time.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, then I'd move it all a little farther down the line. Yeah, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. Then I'd let the lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
All right, so are you? I always ask John what the difference between the fiddle and the violin. So was that fiddle?
This is on that last song.
That's the same thing, but kind of yeah.
Same
it's
thing.
Style of play, right?
It's a style of playing.
All right, so is
so we would kind of. Well, maybe I said say in church, but like we would make fun of like, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? And we'd say, well, the fiddle players have less teeth than the violin players.
It's not very nice, John.
It is a nice.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Susan, the plans I made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just don't remember who to send it to. Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. Well, I won't make it any other way. Lord, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see again. Walking my mind to an easy time, back turned toward the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. I spend hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground. Sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see one more time again now. There's just a few things going my way this time around now. That I'd see, that I'd see you far and free now. I've seen fire, I've seen rain.
Thank you.
Thank you. So sometimes, every now and then, sometimes you're playing a gig, and over the years, you know, you remember the good times and the bad, and sometimes an embarrassing thing happens to you on stage, and hopefully tonight is not one of those nights. But I have to share my experience. I was invited to play with a new country artist that was he was doing a show down at Point State Park, And I, the month before, I backed him up at a show in Wheeling. It was like live radio. And he said, hey, you know, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh next month. He said, why don't you bring your fiddle down and, you know, we'll, you could sit in with my band. And I thought, boy, that sounds great. And so it was, I don't know if it was for the Arts Festival or, you know, maybe the 4th of July weekend. And so I went down. I did not bring my violin. I just thought, I just want to watch his show and kind of felt like I'd be imposing. And so I've... his name was Darren Norwood. He was on Giant Records at the time. And he said, hey, you know, he saw me and he said, did you bring your fiddle? And he said, I said, no, I said, I really just want to check out your show. And he said, oh, man, he said, that's okay. He said, our steel guitar player has an extra violin and you could play his violin. And I thought, okay. And sometimes you never know what you're going to get into. Now, he had his own fiddle player, but we were going to get together and jam on a couple songs. And one of them, which we're going to do later on tonight, but... the steel player helped, gave me his fiddle, and this violin was, all the seams were loose all around the bottom part, and I thought, oh no, you know, like, how am I going to play this thing? And so we ended up doing an instrumental. It was called Orange Blossom Special, and we were kind of trading licks, and we were going back and forth with these licks back and forth, and we're kind of come to the finale, and it's really building up and getting louder, and we're... We come to the last note, and Darren Norwood said, hold the last note, big, do it, big up bow, you know, both of you. And we both went up bow for the last note. And I saw something flying in the air, and I thought, did something fall from, like, the ceiling of the stage, or did somebody throw something? And I looked down at the violin, and half of it was gone. The top half was gone. And here, I guess when I did the up bow, the corner of my hand just hit this corner here, maybe the bottom corner, and it just lifted up that loose seam and just broke off the total bottom, and I was so embarrassed, and I handed
here
my
you
violin.
Go. Here's your violin back.
Here's your violin back, and I'm sorry. And I felt so bad. I was calling his management every day, and I said, please let me know how much it is. Whatever it is, I'll take care of the repairs. And finally, I think the fifth or sixth day, they got tired of me calling, and the artist himself called me up. He said, John, he said, don't worry about it. Our insurance is going to take care of it. And I'm not trying to talk down, but I don't think that fiddle was worth $10. I guess. But I was glad that they were going to take care of it. And Darren, he said, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to, you know, the insurance will fix it. And he said, but next time, bring your own violin. But that was one of my moments on stage. I'd like to. At the time, it was terrible, but I guess I could joke about it now.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. The sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, I feel that ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. The sun, I say, it's all right. Thank you. smiles return into their faces. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Thank you.
Do one a cappella for you. This is actually a piece I played right here at Holiday Park a couple years ago. And this is called Hallelujah.
That was violin.
That was fine. So this next piece really became popular, and if any of you saw the Civil War series on PBS, Ken Burns special, and it was just an award-winning documentary, and there was some terrific music, and one piece in particular was this hauntingly beautiful violin piece. And they played it throughout. And at the time, I think, including myself, everyone thought it was a Civil War period piece. And it actually was a song that was written in the early 1980s. And it's called Ashokan Farewell. Thank you.
Jason, I think this is this is one of my favorite parts of the show.
It's time for a train song, I think.
I think a train song, yeah, for sure.
What do you think, folks? You want to hear a train song? It's a fiddle song. What else would it be a song about, right?
Yeah, you can hear the train whistle. You can hear the train engine. Sometimes I see smoke come off of the violin.
It's a bad habit of using too much rosin.
So. Oh, there you go.
But this is the song that I broke the violin on, just to let you know, all right? It's not going to happen tonight. No.
Just you folks in the front row, beware if you see flying.
Thank you.
also, so John's a big Elvis fan too, so
he is.
So he always asked to do some a little bit of Elvis in the show. And we're going to do some early Elvis. I think this was his first hit. I don't know if we have any if Mr. Ed has any Elvis slapback reverb.
Do you have any of that slapback reverb there, Ed, Mr. Ed?
No.
That's hard.
Got to get in position.
Elvis position.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of the street, that heartbreak hotel. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, hey, goodbye. Well, the bells here keep flowing. The task like stress and black. The beams alone on the street, they never look back. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, hey, goodbye. Well, now it's always crowded, you still get violence and blue. But broken hearted lovers, they cry the end of blue. And I'll be so lonely, baby, I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, hey, goodbye. All right. So lonely, I'll be so lonely, hey, that. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, this next song, depending on how old you are, this is either by the Monkees or it was in Shrek. So. Was only two in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. A disappointment out in all my dreams. Then I saw her face, and now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Put out of my mind. I'm a believer, I could leave her if I tried. What I found love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gain, the less I get. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. Well, I needed sunshine, I got rain. And then I saw her face. I'm a believer, not a trace. I'm tired of my mind. I'm in love, but I'm a believer. I could leave her if I tried. Oh. Out to get me, that's all you can see. A disappointment, a haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face, and now I'm a
leaving. Not a trace, a doubt in my mind. I'm in love, but I'm a believer. I could leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace, a doubt in my mind. Now I'm leaving. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
So this is a piece that we've never done publicly before, other than rehearsing it today before when we got here for sound check. And a friend sent me this song, and man, I fell in love with it right away. And it's by the group Casting Crowns, and it's called "Loving My Jesus."
Tuning is good. I just want to take the opportunity to thank everybody for inviting us to come here today, and thank you so much. It's always great to play for such a fun audience, and it's of course always great for me to play with John. Sometimes I lose my place. I just get immersed in what he's doing over there. All right, so I do have to use a cheat sheet for this one, so I do apologize, but.
Traveling the well-worn road, sinner so far from home, no second chance inside. I heard you call my name. I felt you lift my shame. I made a vow that day that I'd spend the rest of my life loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story, how mercy meets you where you are. I pray the whole world hears cry of my. Sin tries to make you hide. Whispers that same old lie. Keeps all your pain inside. 'Cause no one will understand the last thing the world needs. Someone I'm trying to be, truth that will set me free. It's just what a broken man, loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story, how mercy. Said and done, when my last song's been sung, I stand to face the one who gave it all for me be all I have to show, be all that I know. Let this be my only legacy. Loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story, how mercy can meet you where you are. I pray the whole world hears the cry of my heart. See all the ones I love, the ones I love, loving my Jesus.
This song has it's pretty awesome fiddle breakdown in it, I think. In fact, this is the first song I ever heard you play. I saw you at a bowling alley in Waynesburg playing with a band.
That's
and
right.
I walked in and you were playing this song, and I was like,
so there was I don't think they had bowling there. Oh, yes, they did. They were next door, and then there was a club next door to that, and the owner was just, he loved having music at his place, and I played there with a band, and then Jason played there. You did some work there as well.
Yeah.
Different times, so.
Mm-hmm. They used to have bands on one side and then to solo on the other side.
And you'd hear a noise and you think, was that the drummer? And it's like, no, somebody got a strike.
Somebody got a strike. Change, no time to exchange them, all the little and
hearts are marching, red flag and tenor waving. They all do it the same. They all do it the same. Something the dots of a suit to turn, turn the way to last program. Cutting the corners of a loosen, loosen the cats, cut on the fence, snap to a thing that cut, 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 cut. Take these chances, place them in a box on the lay quiet to time. Lights down, up and down.
All right, I feel a fiddle breakdown coming up.
Thanks so much for coming out. We got time for just a couple more songs, and means a lot. You showed up here on a Wednesday night, and it's good to see you, and hopefully we'll see you again. And always feel welcome. Special thanks to Mr. Ed back here. He's a great sound engineer, super human being. It just makes you feel welcome as soon as you've set foot in the building. So thank you so much, Ed. And this place, if you're a member here at this church, is just such a positive feeling you get every time you leave a service here. So I encourage you to, if you haven't already, I'm sure you have, to catch a service. And it's just great people here, great, great people. And what do we got next? And how are we on time? We're running out of time, Jason. So let's see.
This one has a whistling solo in it. All right, here we go.
All right.
We had said mama pajamas, she rolled into the bed, ran to the police station. We had the papa found out, he began to shout, started the investigation. Oh, was against the law. Was against the law. What the mama said was against the law. Well, papa looks down, spits upon the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Well, papa said to you, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of attention. Oh, ain't I on my way? I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Yeah, taking my time, but I don't know where. Come on, oh. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Just me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Well, in a couple of days, gonna take me away when the press let the story leak. When a radical priest come to get the release to read it all on the cover of Newsweek. Oh, ain't I on my way? I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm taking my time, but I don't know when. Come on, see, Queen of the Bona. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Just me and Julio down by the schoolyard. days are gonna take me away. Press let the story leak. Then the radical priest come to give a release to read it out on the cover of Newsweek. Oh, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Yeah, taking my time, but I don't know when. Goodbye, Queen of the Bumba. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Just a me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Just a me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Everybody, hey, we got time for one more song, and
oh wait, John, before we do that, I want to ask everybody in the audience, if you do one favor,
great.
All right, so if everybody who's able, if you could please stand up, just stand up, right where you are, all right, perfect, all right, so I need all the guys on this side, kind of hold your hands in the air like this, and keep your hands about this far apart, all the gentlemen, all right, and all the ladies on this side, if you'll put your hands like this, and put them together. All right, same thing on this side. All the guys, hands in the air about this far apart. Ladies, hands about here together. All right, just hold that position. We always like to post that we get a standing ovation wherever we play. So we just need to get a quick shot of that. Perfect, perfect. All right, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
So this next piece, this is going to be the last song of the night, but I actually played this in church about a month ago in Bridgeport, Ohio, and there's a lesson about this. It's of course, you know, we come and we talk about how sometimes the devil tries to talk us out of things that, you know, puts us down, and he doesn't always shout. Sometimes he whispers in our ear and tells us we're not good enough or we can't do this or that, and sometimes he tells us the things we want to hear, and it could be dangerous. So, but you have to resist it, and this song is about a little boy in Georgia that resisted the devil, and I think you know which song I'm talking about here. Well, the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, was way behind, was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, son on the fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up in the hickory stump and said, "Brother, I'ma tell you what, I guess you didn't know, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. Better fiddle gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." Well, the boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I take your bet. You're gonna regret, cause the best it's ever been." Johnny, rising up your bow and play a fiddle hard. Just as but this in Georgia, and the devil deals the card. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, devil, get your soul. Well, the devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start the show." Fire flew from his fingertips as he roused up his bow. And he pulled that bow across strings and it made an eagle hit. And a band of demons joined in the sound of just like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good old, son. But sit down in that chair right there. Let me show you how it's done." the rising sun. In the big pen, picking that door. We die by no child. Bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back. Wanna try again?" And I told you once, you set up a gun, and the best that's ever been. He played fine to mine, run, boys, run. On the house of the rising sun, shooting the red pen, picking that door. Anyway, now by no child. Thanks so much, everybody. God bless y'all. Be safe on the way home, and I hope to see you again real soon. Happy holidays. Thanks.
Thank you all for coming this evening. Give it up again for Jason and John. What an amazing concert we had. Thank you so much. God has blessed you with such abundant talent. It's amazing. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for the gifts of music that you've given John and Jason. Thank you for this time together. And we pray, Lord, for traveling mercies for everyone as they go from this place and bring us all back together safely at every opportunity. And Lord, make that devil run and help us to stand firm in your grasp in the midst of everything that the devil will throw at us, and know that you are the victor. Thank you for all these things, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.